Vibes? You know about vibes?
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
With me.
Tune in every Wednesday from 10 until 11 a.m. while I explore themes, atmospheres, or moods across genres and decades. Whether I'm scoring a scene or doing a genre deep dive, there'll be something for everyone.
I'll give you another tune to help your appetite.
The mood.
With me.
On radio.
C-F-I-C.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
This is Nancy from Not You, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Do you love playing board games? Are you looking for a place on campus to make friends in a relaxed environment? Look no further than Queen's Board Game Club. Join us for weekly Thursday game nights on campus and follow our Instagram at Queen's Board Game Club for more details. Welcome back. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. It is the 10 o'clock hour here in Kingston, Ontario, and we are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. My name is May, and you are now listening to The Mood with May. Well, it has been a week. If you're a student, I'm sending out my thoughts and condolences to you because personally, I'm going through it. I have had an endless string of assignments and papers and tests and presentations and soon to be exams. So to everyone out there who is a student, whether it's high school, university, post-grad, etc., whatever you're doing, best of luck. It is tough out there. And speaking about tough out there, I am currently attempting to get in the room to even buy tickets to Ethel Kane. For those of you who are potentially fans, you would know that her tickets go on sale for pre-sale today at 10 a.m. And the website keeps crashing when I try to go in. So here's hoping that my friend can get in to get us tickets. Because that would be really so fun and cool. We'll have some Ethel Kane coming up in a little bit, but before we get into that, I would just like to say that more and more every day am I grateful for CFRC. I feel like it pushes me to discover new music, specifically my other show, What's Brewing, is all new and all Canadian content. So it's really, I don't want to say a challenge, because at times it's a lot easier to find music than others, but it definitely makes me more conscious in the process of finding music. I feel like I have to dig a lot more because especially smaller Canadian artists are underrepresented in the broader industry. For weeks like this where I'm so incredibly busy with life, with school, trying to find a summer job, it's really nice to be able to take a certain amount of time every week, however often I look for music. It varies depending on my ability to that week, but setting time aside to be able to discover new artists, to be able to really appreciate not only Canadian artists that are emerging, but artists from around the world. I have a broad interest in all varieties of music. So it's nice to be very intentional with the music that I'm choosing to listen to rather than just listening to whatever's on, because, you know, I can tend to enjoy things that are just put on for me by my friends, etc. That being said, I have some good variety, I would say, in the show today. It is music that I've been listening to Whether that's artists that I'm revisiting that I really, really like, newer artists that I've discovered by way of finding music for my shows, or other artists that I've just discovered for whatever other reason. I have a few in here that are potentially touring artists, which is exciting. Some of them, I mean, Ethel Kane, which I was just talking about, which I'm still presently attempting to refresh my page while I'm here. Ethel Kane, but then also Radiohead has potentially hinted, and not officially announced in any capacity, but they've definitely said that they're interested. I think their management has confirmed rumors that they're going to be going on tour, which is crazy for me because I don't remember the last time that they toured. I wasn't certainly conscious for it or was in no place to go. There's a lot of artists that I really, really like where I haven't had the opportunity to see them simply because I don't want to say conscious as in like being and knowing who I am, but conscious as in like I didn't discover who I wanted to be and like the music that I enjoyed beyond my parents' taste, beyond my friends' taste. Like, I didn't really have that venture out yet. So Radiohead was kind of weirdly a mix of that because I knew, obviously, the obvious, like, Pablo Honey album through my dad. But my dad was more of, like, a top 40, like, charts guy when it came to the music that he enjoyed, which there's not a problem with that. But I feel like it definitely hindered my being able to discover really cool music, even if it's just an extended catalog of an artist that he's introduced me to. Anyhow, I guess to get into it, we're going to start things off with Ethel Kane, because why not? After that, we are going to hear from Leah Curry, which is an artist that I feature quite frequently on my show, both of my shows. She is based out of Montreal. She's in the electroacoustic area of music. If you've ever heard me talk, if you've tuned in before and you've ever heard me talk about Afternoon Bike Ride, she is part of that trio. Just an amazing artist, one of my favorite artists on the Canadian soundscape at the moment. And I've been revisiting her 2024 album, Motherland, a lot recently. I think I've listened to it front to back probably in the past week, maybe 10 times, which doesn't seem like a lot, but in the grand scope of like how much music that I'm constantly listening to and like how many songs that I go between, it's a lot, I would say. And then after that, we're going to hear from Spill Tab with their newest song, Angie. This released March 18th, so just shy of a week-ish ago. And this is off of the dual single Assis? I don't know how to pronounce that, unfortunately. Anyhow, Spill Tab is an artist that I listened to throughout high school, going into my first few years of university, and it's definitely an artist I was excited for them to put out new music. I don't know. It's nice to be able to revisit those things because sometimes they fall off your radar, especially as I joined the station and I was trying to find all of this different new music, Canadian content. I think it was just one of those artists where I was attached to them, but not attached to them enough that it like persisted throughout all of the changes that were happening in the first few years of university. So it was nice to have somebody be like, oh, have you heard the new Spill Tab single? Or, oh, have you heard of this group Spill Tab? And I was like, oh my God, blast from the past. So that has been nice, rediscovering an old, or not an old artist, but an artist that I resonated with more when I was younger. And anyhow, we're going to start things off with Sunday Morning by Ethel Kane off of her 2019 album Golden Age right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM. I hope you enjoy. Something
Hi.
And welcome back. You just finished listening to Spill Tab with their new single, one of their new singles, Angie. Before that, we heard from Leah Curry with Poltergeist off of her 2024 album, Motherland. And at the very top of that set, Sunday Morning by Ethel Kane. Speaking of Ethel Kane, my estimated wait time for Ethel Kane tickets potentially is 11 minutes, so we'll see how that goes. I'll keep you guys updated as the hour goes on. Coming up next, we have, I'd say, a variation of old and new, or we're going between them. We're going to start things off with Anjali. And now, if you listened to Canadian radio in the 2000s, 2010s, this was like the Canadian, like, pop princess, I would say. She put out a lot of music that was getting a lot of airplay at the time. I can't say her most popular track because it has an explicitive in it, but Brand New B. Honestly, I remember growing up and listening to her music on the radio, and I'm like, yeah, this is so cool. I feel so cool. And honestly, every now and then when I need to ramp myself up, like if I'm doing a presentation that day, or if I really just need to get myself out of like a slum, I'll listen to 2000s pop, 2010s pop, because it's just really good at hyping you up. And she is featured on that playlist, in and amongst Britney Spears and all of the wonderful pop icons of the 2000s, 2010s. But this is actually a newer song by her. It's called Chai and Sunshine. It came out last summer in July, and it's very in contrast to the music that I knew her for. She's definitely grown as an artist, which makes sense because she's grown as a person. She's aged and had experiences since, you know, we've known her in the 2000s. And I love when I revisit an artist that I listened to 10, 15 years ago, and they're doing something completely different that's maybe more authentic to themselves. I know that especially in the 2000s, 2010s, there was a lot of commercialization of certain personalities. A lot of people were pushed into being a certain way when that didn't necessarily reflect the music that they wanted to make. So it's nice to see somebody that broke away from that. And I know that she posts on her social media about what that process was like, why she had to take a step back, and how she's kind of come out of that, feeling more confident in the music that she's putting out. And I think that's really amazing. And this is co-made by Yanchen produced. After that, we have a really cool band that I found a couple weeks ago, and I think immediately sent to like five different people because I was like, oh my god, you need to check them out. It's Sira. This is an Arabic psychedelic rock band, and it's all female, which is amazing. The band name means story or journey in Arabic, and they use a lot of those traditional Middle Eastern musical sounds and instruments and blend that with modern rock and psych, which is really amazing. This track is off of their most recent album released December 2024. And I'm going to totally butcher the pronunciation, so I apologize in advance, but Mojalad Al Awal, with the song Wam Al Kima. Again, pronunciation awful, but check out Sira, S-E-E-R-A, wherever you listen to your music, because they're amazing. And we're going to close things off with another group that is touring that hopefully I will see on tour. Men I Trust, which is a Canadian group out of Montreal as well. And this is off of their newest album, which is supposed to also have a counterpart coming out very soon, Equus Asinus. I really picked the hardest albums and songs to pronounce today, unfortunately, with I Don't Like Music. This came out also in and around March 19th, March 20th. And I don't remember if they had said when their companion album will be coming out. I definitely read it somewhere, but I can't remember at the moment. But definitely, if you're a fan of Men I Trust, or if you're just a fan of more like laid back indie music and you want to support a Canadian artist, definitely check them out. But without further ado, we're going to get into it with Anjali and Yuchan, produced with Chai and Sunshine on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM. welcome back. You just finished listening to I Don't Like Music by Men I Trust off of their newest album released not too long ago. Before that, we had Sira, which is an amazing all-female Arabic psych rock band with their song that I'm going to terribly butcher the pronunciation of, but Wahim Al Kima. And then at the very, very top of that set, we had Anjali and Yachan produced with Chai and Sunshine. For those of you who don't know, Anjali is like Canadian radio royalty, at least to me, when I was growing up in the 2000s, 2010s. And this is something that was like a newer project for her as of last year in the summer, July of 2024. So it was nice. It felt kind of like talking to an old friend in a way of rediscovering her music and seeing the new direction that she's taken, the creative liberties that she now has, not being caught up in the sort of pop idol fame and all of the things that come with it. But that being said, we're going to get into the next few songs here. I briefly mentioned Radiohead in one of the previous talk segments. Anyhow, I hope they go on tour. I will fight for my life for tickets to go see Radiohead, as I'm sure many people will. But I think I deserve them the most. A funny thing about that is when I was in high school for several years straight, my top song on Spotify was Karma Police. And I think at one point during my Wrapped, it had actually said, like, you listen to this song a lot at night. Are you doing okay? And I was like, no. There wasn't an option to select yes or no, but no. Yeah, Radiohead has been there for me a lot throughout my life, as I'm sure it has been for many people. But this song in particular is off of The Bends, which is their 1995 album. And there's so many tracks off of this album that I love. Like, it is probably, oh my God, probably top three Radiohead albums for me personally. That being said, I'm playing Fake Plastic Trees simply because it's been stuck in my head as of the past few weeks. As I scroll through social media, as one does when they're procrastinating all of the work and deadlines they have, I've been getting so many fan edits of literally everything. For those of you who are watching Severance, what is happening? What is happening? For those of you who aren't watching Severance, I'll be the millionth person to tell you that you 100% should. First of all, everybody in that show is attractive, if that's not enough for you, on top of the amazing plot. And I don't know. I was one of the people who was late to the game. I wasn't believing my friends when they were like, get on this show. And then I started watching it and I'm texting my friends after I finish episodes being like, what just happened? And they're like, wait, it gets worse. And I'm like, no. Anyhow, go watch Severance. If not for all of the attractive people and the wonderful plot, for all of the fan edits that you can watch on social media after the fact. After Radiohead, we're going to have Nemesis with Colored Concrete. This is another lovely Canadian artist, I believe out of Toronto. And this is off of her 2024 album, Verbatim. This is an artist that I've wanted to see live for a little while. I wasn't able to make it to her Toronto dates. It was during reading week, it just didn't happen to line up with where I was at, unfortunately. But one day we'll get there. And then two songs after that, we have The Houseplants with Normalcy off of their album Into Equilibrium that came out beginning of February of this year. This is a group, a trio, I believe, out of Vancouver. And I played them on my other show, which was really fun to discover them, which is, it's been a real driving force for music discovery for me, on top of like my other involvement at the stations. That's been lovely. If you love new Canadian music or you want to diversify your music taste a little bit more, then check that out. It's Tuesdays from 7:30 to 8 a.m. But you can also listen to the archives if you're not up that early. That's totally understandable. I'm pretty sure that's what all my friends do. Anyhow, this is a blend of people from Iran, Mongolia, and Minnesotan backgrounds. So definitely an interesting sound, but I love it. And then we're going to finish things off with, I believe, an Australian group called Mystic Tea Party, or a duo. They're alternative rock, and this is their newest single as of a couple days ago, Kintsugi, I believe is how you pronounce it. This is one that I found the day or two after it came out, and I've added it into my rotation of songs I've been loving, so I had to play it today. But without further ado, Fake Plastic Trees by Radiohead right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM.
The green plastic watering can for a fake Chinese rubber plant and a fake plastic girl. Bought from a rubber man in a town full of rubber bands to get rid of itself. It wears around. It wears around. It was me out. It was me out. It was me out.
that wears me out. And if I could be who you wanted, if I could be.
As it hits and you know it's a lie. to keep them from flying away. It was a matter of time. Anyway, you stopped and looked to tomorrow. Got drunk on wasted of sorrows. Take them out and gave them away. Now stop it again. Hide in the same sound. It was dizzying, the sea of orange and fallen serendipity. We'll be right back.
This is Bridget from Housewife, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Habitat for Humanity is an organization that recruits volunteers to help families in need build affordable housing and provides an amazing opportunity for students to give back. This year, we are working on several virtual fundraisers to continue making an impact safely and remotely. You can get involved with our club by finding us on Facebook at QUHFH in the Queens community, or email us directly at habitatforhumanity@clubs.queensu.ca. We can't wait to meet you guys.
Hi, I'm Brian from the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
You can't handle me. Hold up. Ain't you Nathaniel B?
What is that?
Get the...
Tune in at Wednesdays at 2 p.m. from the program. I, your host, Nate.